This morning, I want to begin speaking to the boys and girls, especially in the course of the morning worship. Now, this is something we did many years ago. Some who were boys and girls then are bigger boys and girls. But what we did, boys and girls, at that time is exactly what we're going to do now, and I'm sure over a long period of time. And that is simply to go through the Bible from the beginning right to the end of the Bible. And the Bible, you know, is a very big book in many ways. And the reason, of course, we want to go through the Bible is very simply this, because the Bible really is the most important book that anybody could ever possibly read. It's important, of course, because it's God's book. He has given it to us, and he has given it to us so that we might learn to read it and understand. He gave it in a wonderful way. He used many, many different men to write the book, and he directed those men. He told them what to write by the Holy Spirit coming and working in those men's hearts and minds. He told them what they were to write and showed them what they were to write. And the amazing thing is this, of course, that although they all wrote at different times and in different places, they all wrote really the same things, because they all wrote about God, and they all wrote especially about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason that God then has given us the Bible, given us his book, is so that we might understand first and foremost about him, and then we might understand about ourselves. You know, there's a hymn that we sometimes sing, Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Mine to tell me whence I came, mine to tell me what I am. It tells me where I came from. The Bible tells us that God created us. That's why the Bible says to young people and to boys and girls, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. While you're young, remember that God created you and God made you. And it tells us, as that hymn says, what I am. And that's something that we need to know. Most importantly, we need to know, boys and girls, what we are. And the Bible tells us, in fact, this first and foremost, it tells us that we are all sinners. So it tells us that we are created and made by God, and it tells us that we are sinners. Now, it tells us, of course, that there is a Savior for our sin, and that's Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. And especially then, when you read the Bible, as I say, you're to look and see those things about Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. As you know, and I hope you're listening, at the moment, you know, we're preaching through the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy. And later on, Timothy is told these words, or reminded this from the Apostle Paul. Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, remember that from a child you knew the Holy Scriptures, that are able to make you wise to salvation, that are able to teach you that you need salvation and need a Savior. You see, boys and girls, Timothy was brought up in a home where the Bible was taught and where the Bible was spoken about. And so says Paul, from a child you knew the Holy Scriptures that are able to make you wise to salvation. And because of that, of course, the Bible then became very, very precious to Timothy, as you'll see, of course, as we're preaching through those letters that Paul wrote to Timothy. You know, there's another man in the Bible, and the Bible was very, very precious to him as well, well, to many. But that was David the psalmist. You know how David wrote all of these psalms. And in one of his psalms, David says this. He says, Lord, thy word is like honey to my mouth. I'm sure we all like honey. And he says, well, Lord, your word, your book, it's like honey to my mouth. Now, let me tell you something. The reason he wrote that, boys and girls, was this. You see, when David went along to school as a wee boy, he would have been taught the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. You know, when you go to school normally, the first thing you learn is the alphabet. Well, David would have been taught the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. That's the language that the Bible, the Old Testament, was written in. And you see, when a boy did a really good letter of the Hebrew alphabet on his plate, on his slate. Then the rabbi, the teacher, he would dip his finger in honey, and he would trace out the letter on the slate with honey, and then he would dust it with some sugary flour. You know, of course, what the boy would do then, or the girl that got that prize, they would lift it up to their mouth, and they would lick the honey off the plate, off the slate. So you see, David says, Lord, thy word is like honey to my mouth. And he's thinking back to those times when he would have done a good letter and would have got the honey, and when he would have licked it off the slate. But now he says he knows the truth of it. He says, Lord, thy word, the Bible, is like honey to my mouth. It was precious to him, and it was sweet to him, because it told him about himself, it told him about God, and it told him about the Savior. So you see, boys and girls, that's why we must understand the Bible. And let me say this. As we preach the sermons every Lord's Day, you listen to the sermons. Although they're mostly addressed to the adults, you listen to the sermons as well. And so as I speak to you about the Bible, the adults, they can listen then as well, because we all need to know the Bible. We need to know what the Bible says, what it teaches us, what it tells us about, and it all points us to Jesus Christ the Lord. So when you think in terms of the Bible, think in terms of it being God's book, the book that tells us about God, the book that tells us about ourselves, the book that tells us about God's salvation and God's Savior, who is Jesus Christ. You know what a Sunday school teacher did once? I don't know, maybe Mr. Horsfall or some of the Sunday school teachers have done this with you already. It's a trick. One day in a Sunday school teacher said, right, boys and girls, take up your hymn books. And of course they all lifted their books, because you see in our hymn books it says gospel hymns. But he says, no, I don't mean you to take up your hymn books, H-Y-M-N. I mean you to take up your hymn book, H-I-M. The book that speaks about him, about our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible, boys and girls, is God's book. It's the book about Jesus Christ the Savior. It's the book that tells us how to be saved and how to believe in Jesus Christ the Savior. So remember then, that's why we're going to go through the Bible, all of those things that God tells us that we need to know about himself and about Jesus Christ the Lord. So I hope you prick up your ears, listen well, and understand. And above all things, learn to believe in Christ as your Lord and your Savior.